KC2NVM, monitoring for any calls.
KC2NVM, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Brad. Not too bad, a little cold, but it's 32 degrees outside, so it's quite warm, being technically, compared to everything else around us.
I see we got some more snow again through the night. Looks like I got a shovel again. How are the roads?
The roads are a little patchy. They put a lot of salt out by me, so my road was kind of slick. But other than that, main roads are quite clear. Not too much ice buildup, but because they've been dumping salt like a bean. I'm currently on Schwartz, and it's bare pavement, headed towards Broadway.
Well, clear roads are good. I did hear the snowplow go down my street a couple of times this morning already. I don't know how much snow there was. Looks like it's just more of about an inch or so, and I'll have to get out there and shovel again. This is getting old. It's not enough to use the snowblower, so I've been shoveling, and that's getting a little bit old.
Yeah, today I'll probably get out and snow throw the rest of the driveway. I've been, between yesterday, I didn't do anything, and Monday I didn't do anything, so I can probably do the best I can with what I got. I couldn't get out of the driveway very well Monday. I had to turn the car around within its own footprint to go out the other direction.
Wow, you guys must have gotten some snow then, because I don't think we had that much snow on Monday. I was able to get the driveway shoveled yesterday morning, which was nice because it cleared it up good. We had enough sun that it dried up. A couple patches of ice that were there were gone, especially when I got home last night from the club.
That'll probably be my mission today, is to get the driveway done. Hopefully my wife goes to work downtown, so her car will be out, and then I can just park on the road and make the driveway done all in one fall swoop.
Yeah, it's much easier to clear the driveway when there's no vehicles in it. Luckily, we have a two-car garage. My wife parks her car in the garage. My truck stays outside because I took up the other side with my Dodge. Sometimes I try to get my Ford out and get the driveway nice and clear. But hopefully I can get out there not too late this morning.
And just as expected, Broadway's pretty clear. They salt this pretty heavily. A lot of traffic on Broadway, so that makes it fun.
Yeah, I pretty much expected Broadway to be clear. I know that they get out, if they know that there's snow coming, they'll kind of get out a little bit early and put down some prophylactic salt.
Yeah. So last night when I did the run, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, when I got all the way to the bitter end, I switched hands and went back left-handed, and it worked out. Very smooth transition. A couple people were like, wow, that was pretty slick.
You know, that's something that we should do. That should be part of the course, is to do that. I think, because most people are left-handed or right-handed anyway, and just have, you know, the few people that shoot left-handed do it right-handed, it would make a lot of sense. Do that. Like you said last night, if you don't improve on your weaknesses, you'll really never improve.
Yes. And maybe doing a full cycle left-handed again would be advantageous.
Can you repeat that again, please?
I'm thinking I might do a full cycle left-handed. This way, get the practice more left-handed.
That would definitely help improve your left-handed, your offhand shooting, definitely. That's probably something I should think about, too.
And then last night I got the equipment list for everything I'm going to need for the shooting school in Ohio in April. And luckily, I don't have to go out and buy anything. I have everything I need, which is kind of exciting for once. A couple years, I had to drop a couple $1,000s before school even started.
Well, that is a good thing. That if I had went to one of those things, I would probably end up having to spend a lot of money to have all the gear to go.
So we're doing carbine, so then you got to bring your carbine plus whatever optics you choose, magazines, a shooting mat, which we already have from doing rifle, a backpack for everything, that's easy. And then really no specialty gear, which is kind of nice, but slings and stuff, all that stuff's already in our repertoire.
That's good. That's got to be a good feeling, not having to spend a lot of money getting prepared. I mean, the course is going to probably cost enough, but having all the gear ready to go will be, it's got to be a nice relief.
When we did rifle in South Carolina, a couple of us went out and actually bought the weather meter or the wind meter, spotting scopes, tripods, bipods, all the fun accoutrements, and it's like, we don't need to buy that again. So it really helps going to all these different schools, because you kind of cater to what equipment, and you have an opportunity to see other stuff, and what works, what doesn't work, what stuff you avoid. So that was really helpful.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, definitely. This is KE2GDQ.
And then see what interfaces work, because I ended up buying a big old tripod to put the rifle on, and I could stand up on my tippy toes and still have the rifle in full articulation for pretty much just about any direction, whether it be uphill or downhill. And so we tried different ones had available and figured out what to stay away from and what to look for and all that.
That's something I've never done, is shoot off a tripod. On Friday mornings I do shoot off on a rest, but a tripod or even a bipod, I think the only time I shot off a bipod was with one of Jose's rifles.
Yeah, I have bipods for the AR, bipods for my .22, bipod for my .308. I think I even have one on my scout rifle. But it's different trying to shoot off that. And then we also shoot off the backpack, where you just throw the pack down and shoot. Where you create a V within that and shoot. So we've done a whole bunch of different options.
Yeah, some of the articles I've read talk about, you know, these guys that go to the range and use a lead sled, for lack of a better word, to zero in their rifle, and they say that's good to go. And then they go out in the field, and then they're shooting offhand, or they've never shot off a backpack or a log or a branch. Or a tripod or a bipod, and they can't hit anything because they've never practiced it.
And that's one thing with the circle with Tuesday night.
Exactly. When I used to go to the range, I was always worried about groups. I need to be a little bit more consistent in my hits on targets, because I know as long as it goes ting, you know, you get scored. Yeah, it's definitely, Tuesday nights have definitely improved my my handgun skills. This is KE2GDQ. Is anybody out there?
Good morning, Brad. Travis here. Yeah, you guys were chatting along, and my sister called me before that, right when I got into the truck, and we were talking for a while. Heard you guys come in there, so just like that one day last week, let you guys chat along. I did a deviation through the Tim Hortons drive-through, and then making my way in. Good morning.
Good morning, K2PCB. When my last transmission, I didn't hear the courtesy beep or the return beep, and I was thinking something happened, so that's why I put the call out there. Yeah, Jeff and I were having a nice little conversation. Very interesting, having mutual interests.
Yeah, you guys were chatting about that, and I was talking to my sister, and, you know, because she was asking me, oh, those, are those guys that you know, or are they just people on the air, and, you know, and I was explaining, you know, who each one was, and you guys were talking about shooting, and, you know, I was mentioning how, yeah, I'd love to go out to their club sometime and check it out, and, but, man, taking on another hobby would be tough. Especially taking another hobby that doesn't include Lynn. I think she feels that I'm gone a lot as it is. And that probably isn't true. I think that's somewhat perception. But yeah, something that would be fun. I definitely miss doing that. But man, it's 6:42 already. Today's already getting away from me.
Yeah, I've got enough hobbies that have keeping me occupied. You know, this one is definitely starting to, be, you know, get more involved in it. Obviously, the one Jeff and I were talking about on Tuesday nights got me involved in other areas, plus my Dodge. I'm working on that and trying to do some wood projects. I won't necessarily call it woodworking. I just call it wood projects. So, and then pretty soon it'll be spring and time to take care of the lawn.
Yeah, what's nice about this one is you pick it up and run with it anytime you want. You can take a break from it. You know, a once a week thing, a once a month thing. Some people break away for a year and come back. You know, it doesn't really affect your membership to the club kind of thing. And then that's what's really cool about it. All right, so it's a short one today, I guess, for me. It's 6:44, so I'm going to pop out. I didn't even get a chance to ask you if you hooked anything up to test it, but maybe I'll ask you tomorrow. This is K2PCB. Talk to you guys later.
K2PCB and KC2NVM, 73s to you both. Enjoy your day at work. It is hump day. And talk to you guys tomorrow. KC2PET, are you there?
Good morning, Brad. I am here. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. Slept good last night for a change. I'm ready to go for the day.
That's good. Yeah, I did pretty good myself. Got a little exercise in this morning. I did some shoveling. I shoveled a walk path for my daughter and my wife, and as they're getting ready to get up soon, go to school. So, yeah, I did pretty good as well. Fortunately, this morning I almost had a run-in with a snow plow, not the actual road plow. It was one of the guys doing the side roads. He kind of backed out in front of me, and was not happy about that.
Was that some guy plowing someone's driveway, or was it like a city or town, or like town or county worker?
Yeah, this is some guy in a pickup truck. Wasn't a road plow. He's doing somebody's driveway. And I always watch him. Most of them are pretty good. This one must not have been paying attention, or he didn't see me. And and it came back down from me. Luckily, I don't know how, by miracle, I stopped, but thank God I have the good tires on this thing. I think that's what saved me.
Yeah, I've seen some of those guys. I get it. They're in a hurry. You know, they've got, just throwing numbers out there, you know, they got 20 or 40, you know, driveways they need to get done in the next couple hours, and they're just flying, and they don't pay attention. I've seen that a couple of times.
So I'll ask a question since Travis is curious. Do you have 2 and 8 satellites in airspace, or was that just something you did on launch and then you're done with it for the day?
Was done with it for the day, because after we finished up there, I went and got gas, and then I was going to get my truck washed, and when I, at Delta, and when I got there to get gas, there was, like, nobody there. And then after I got gas, I should have done it in reverse order, it was really packed, and I'm like, I'm just hungry, I just want to go home. And so I got home, had some lunch, and did a couple other little things, and then got ready to go to my Tuesday night activity. Did that, and then came home and had dinner and did a couple things with Karen, and then I went to bed. So, full day.
Well, from what I can tell, there are a little tests in the parking lot there at work. It seems to work pretty well. So, be curious if you can get one. You know, if you ever have the time to try one, you have to let us know how that worked out.
Oh, I definitely will. I have to download some software. I know there's one program or one website called Heavens Above that you can track a lot of satellites, and it'll tell you what time they're coming over. But it doesn't have a good mobile site, so when it's on the phone, everything's really small. So I got to figure out if there's a better one for the phone that I can take with me, because I don't always want to take a laptop with me. That just makes it that much harder, unless I set it up on the back of the truck. But then I would have to have some sort of Wi-Fi, or not Wi-Fi, some sort of hotspot connection, which I could do. Hopefully I can just get something on the phone and do it that way.
Oh, that's good. Yes, I'm curious. I have tuned them surprisingly in my truck. I don't know. I guess I was just the right spot at the right time. They're hard to tune, especially with a vertical I had on my truck. And just sitting there just scanning the band, and they started coming in. I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, oh, I'm picking up a satellite on my truck. And I thought that was pretty cool, but I thought that was kind of impossible, but I guess not.
Yeah, it makes sense that you could get it with a vertical. Obviously, with the directional, you know, you're going to be able to, especially a handheld, you're going to be able to follow it. And like Travis was talking about, is the Doppler effect that I'm going to have to be aware of, and how that's going to work. So first step is to, you know, go out and just try to listen and see if I can't catch the satellite even before I try to talk to it.
Yeah, and from my experiences listening to it, it's very, very chatty, very busy. Seems like a lot of guys are into it. It's like call sign after call sign after call sign. I think they're trying, there's certain satellites that'll just log it, and then you get to see your log on the satellite. Or I guess there's a website you go to where it records all the call signs. I think that's what they're doing. They're just trying to get contacts into the thing and see if their name shows up on it. So I know that's one of the satellites. I know a couple of them are just, they are communications. And like I said, there's a couple different ones up there. One's just, I think the other one's a beacon as well.
Yeah, like you said, I watched a video yesterday, a YouTube video, and they did mention that there's a number of satellites up there. I think a couple of them are repeaters. And then some, I think, are, like you said, just making contact. But I think it's kind of cool when you think about it, because if you can hit a satellite and it repeats the signal, you might, especially for UHF and VHF, you could make some pretty cool pretty far contacts.
Yeah, as I imagine the ears that thing must have. It's just getting bombarded by signals from everything. I'm surprised it works as good as it does. I remember a long time ago, when I first got into ham, I used to have repeaters that would link to a certain satellite, and all it would do is it would just receive and rebroadcast it down to a satellite on the ground. And then your local repeater, if it was hooked up that way, would repeat your audio on the ground, so you would actually get, you get a legit good signal on Earth instead of trying to hear it back from the satellite. But I think that's gone away. I think that's been dead for a while.
Yeah, from the sounds of it, some of these satellites have a relatively short lifespan, either battery life or their orbit just decays, and I'm assuming they fall into, they burn up. They're not geosynchronous. I think there's one in Europe that is geosynchronous that people use, but as far as I know, from what I've read, heard, all of them are in low Earth orbit. That's why the window of opportunity is so short.
Yeah, maybe we can get another one. I know it makes more sense to get one at once from Dish Network. I know they're going bankrupt. My parents have it, and they're going bankrupt, and I don't know how much longer they're going to be getting TV from them, but they're kind of freaking out because they're like, what are we going to do for TV? I'm like, well, I says, do what we do. We're like probably 90% of the population does now stream your video, but they're used to just getting their program handed to them, watching what they give out. And Tony says, well, I says, we like it because we can pick what we want to watch instead of waiting for our show to come on.
Wow, I did not know Dish Network was going under. Because I can't remember if Lenny had DirecTV or Dish. I know he had a satellite something, and he was having some problems, so he switched to cable. I'm kind of in that in-between group. I'm beginning to watch a lot of streaming shows, and also I still kind of like it when there's just, it's time for such and such. But I guess I'm getting away from that and going more to the streaming, which I think we need to do completely.
Yeah, I definitely like streaming. Like I said, you don't have to wait for shows. So if you want to watch it now, you can go in and find it and watch it now. That's the beauty of it. There's no waiting. But, all right, Brad, I'm going to sign with you today. I will talk to you Friday. Tomorrow's my early. So I'm looking forward to that. But it's supposed to warm up today. Hopefully it'll do some snow melting here. Get rid of some of this stuff. I'm ready for summer. So KT2GDQ, this is KT2PET73's Brad. Have a good day. I will talk to you Friday.
KC2PET, this is KT2GDQ73's T. Ross. Have a great day. Have a good day tomorrow. And I will talk to you on Friday. And I'm clear of this channel.